This is Ozarks at Large. It's the 7th of June. Temperatures this week again in the 90s. It is summer, even if the calendar doesn't say so. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. You are not as big a fan of summer as I am.
I'm not, because I don't think that, you know, film and television and I don't think that they really bring their A game for the most part. I mean, music, we've got some big releases. I know that you are a big fan of Lady Gaga, but I would like to say 2 weeks ago we talked about her on this show, and they were predicting, Billboard was predicting her to sell about 450,000, and she sold 1.3 million. So, I mean,
which is in this day and age is
huge.
Amazing.
It's huge. I know a percentage of that came from Amazon sales, but you know, low price sales, but that's huge. But yeah, I mean, other than music, there's just not a whole lot to look forward to.
Well, now, some people would say, wait a second, this is summer blockbuster season at the movie theaters. Mm. You've got superheroes and R-rated comedies and cops and robbers.
Yeah, but let's talk about that for a minute, because you look at the last few weeks and you've had Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Okay, first off, I knew some of these movies were coming and they've already come and gone. Mm-hmm. Because Pirates of the Caribbean, Bridesmaids, Hangover 2, X-Men, they all came. They all had a big opening weekend, and then they went away.
Right.
And that's what it is in the summer. If you don't hit that first weekend, it's done. And even if you do hit that first weekend, something's going to come along the next weekend that's going to take you down.
And there might be a movie like, say, Water for Elephants that mm-hmm. plays in the theaters in the summer, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's an adult demographic, and quite frankly, when I saw that movie trailer coming out, I thought if this movie was good, if it was good, it would have come out in November for Oscar contention, because it has Christoph Waltz and Reese Witherspoon, two previous winners. It's beautiful. And I thought if it was good, they would have put it out then. And so I kind of thought when they put it out in like May, ooh, this doesn't look too hot.
Now on television, there are two programs that will move into late June that I've actually become hooked on. One is The Killing mm-hmm. on AMC, which is this.
I also watch.
And the other, and this is not a show I expected to like nor care about, and it's Game of Thrones on HBO, which is this medieval sort of fantasy sort of show.
Well, yeah, and I think that people have had, you know, some mixed reviews on that. As far as The Killing is concerned, it's only got two new episodes left. The nice thing about where we're at right now, as far as the summer's concerned, is that if it is hot and you want to stay inside, so many of the shows that maybe you didn't get to watch during the regular year, you can catch up on because they're available now, you know, that you can either rent the DVDs or find them on Hulu or something like that.
Or on demand. HBO and AMC yeah. put their shows on demand.
On demand. And so, you know, that'd be a great time to catch up on, you know, some stuff that maybe Boardwalk Empire or Good Wife or some of that stuff that came on during last season. But now regarding this summer, Nurse Jackie and The Killing and a few others are wrapping up relatively quickly. But The Killing is definitely something that people should watch. I mean, it's really good quality television. While we're on AMC, Breaking Bad will start this summer.
Which has won Emmys for Best Drama. So,
Best Actor, yeah. Best Dramatic Actor. It's won three times in a row. He's not eligible this year because he didn't run new episodes. So we'll have a new winner there. But Breaking Bad has got to hold AMC down, because what we normally have in the summer to look forward to is Mad Men starting in June. And Mad Men's not coming back until the winter. So Breaking Bad is acclaimed. Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston, like we said, have both won Emmys. And so it does come back starting in June.
Obviously, television doesn't have as much new on, because for decades, the sweeps months, when ratings are very much examined and that sets the ad rates, those end. May.
Yeah, February, May, and November.
Right. Yep. So ratings didn't matter as much in summer. But cable channels, be they pay cable or basic cable, are kind of ignoring that now. And you see a lot of shows mm-hmm. that come back on in summer. So television, I think, is better in summer than it used to be.
That started with HBO running Sex and the City in the summer. And there are some. The Closer, I know, started as a successful mm-hmm. summer show. But, you know, it's funny. I was thinking the other day about the number one show on TV. Or they switch between number one and their American Idol and Dancing with the Stars. And both of those reality programs started in the summer. And I think that's part of the reason why in those early years I even liked them, because they were kind of mindless and fun in the summer. And then the minute they became successful, they ran them during the regular programming block in the fall and winter. So they had to go up against scripted drama, and it almost killed scripted drama. And you've got, you know, the same thing happened with Survivor. It ran in the summer that first year, and it was, you know, everybody was watching it. And then it became successful, and they started running it in the fall and winter. And so I think, you know, that's something I kind of miss. I mean, the only one that I can really point to, and I don't watch it anymore, I will say that, but I did, and it's actually quite good, is Fox's So You Think You Can Dance. Which you're looking at me like,
it's a dancing competition show.
Yeah,
but it's not
like
famous
American
people.
Idol, but it's not famous people, and it's actual, you know, young up and coming dancers. So I mean, you can see the talent there, and they have to adapt to different styles, and that's really the only thing Fox is offering during the summer this year. So, yeah, I mean, it's slim pickings.
Okay, so if you don't want to see superheroes flying at the Metroplex and you don't want to watch reruns or reality show, what about opening a book?
Well, yeah, you could always open a book. Do you have some that you're...
Well, Laura Hildebrand, who wrote one of the best books I've ever read, Seabiscuit, one of the most intensely researched books ever, has a new one called, relatively new, called Unbroken, which is set during World War II, and another true story. And that looks very promising. And I'm also reading right now a book that is The History of the Atlantic Ocean by Simon Winchester, who's a geologist and archaeologist.
Well, that's very highbrow. I am currently reading the biography of Shania Twain.
Seriously?
Yes. And, you know, I don't think that people understand... I'm not a big fan of hers.
She's Canadian. I know that
much. She's Canadian. She's pretty. I don't know very much about her
because
she's always been very
poor.
Private. But she's written an autobiography now with the backing of Oprah. And I saw her on Oprah before the show went off. And I thought, well, this looks interesting. So I picked it up. And it's actually pretty good. I mean, people don't understand the reason she's so private is she's had a really difficult life. There was abuse in her family between her parents, and then when it got settled, right before it got settled, her parents died in an automobile accident, a car crash, and she had to raise her siblings, and then she just went through a pretty painful divorce. And so, I mean, that's kind of as far as, you know, juicy summer biographies, that's actually kind of a good one to read because people don't know a whole lot about her, especially considering she's the best-selling artist of, you know, the 90s and 2000 period. I mean, that Come On Over album sold, I think, the highest ever for a female for a single album. So for a private person, it's a good autobiography.
Well, just so I don't sound too highbrow, just this past weekend I saw X-Men First Class, and I can't wait for Captain America First Avenger.
Thank God.
So
I
there you go.
For a minute I wouldn't live it down between So You Think You Can Dance and Shania Twain.
So I'll go see the superhero movies. How's that? Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com. This is Ozarks at Large. It's the 7th of June. Temperatures this week again in the 90s. It is summer, even if the calendar doesn't say so. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. You are not as big a fan of summer as I am.
I'm not, because I don't think that, you know, film and television and... I don't think that they really bring their A game for the most part. I mean, music, we've got some big releases. I know that you are a big fan of Lady Gaga, but I would like to say 2 weeks ago we talked about her on this show, and they were predicting, Billboard was predicting her to sell about 450,000, and she sold 1.3 million. So, I mean...
Which is, in this day and age, is
huge.
Amazing.
It's huge. I know a percentage of that came from Amazon sales, but, you know, low price sales, but... That's huge. But yeah, I mean, other than music, there's just not a whole lot to look forward to.
Well, now, some people would say, wait a second, this is summer blockbuster season at the movie theaters. Mm. You've got superheroes and R-rated comedies and cops and robbers.
Yeah, but let's talk about that for a minute, because you look at the last few weeks and you've had Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Okay, first off, I knew some of these movies were coming and they've already come and gone. Mm-hmm. Because Pirates of the Caribbean, Bridesmaids, Hangover 2, X-Men, they all came. They all had a big opening weekend, and then they went away.
Right.
And that's what it is in the summer. If you don't hit that first weekend, it's done. And even if you do hit that first weekend, something's going to come along the next weekend that's going to take you down.
And there might be a movie like, say, Water for Elephants that plays in the theaters in the summer, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's an adult demographic. And quite frankly, when I saw that movie trailer coming out, I thought if this movie was good, if it was good, it would have come out in November for Oscar contention, because it has Christoph Waltz and Reese Witherspoon, two previous winners. It's beautiful. And I thought if it was good, they would have put it out then. And so I kind of thought when they put it out in like May, oh, this doesn't look too hot.
Now on television... there are two programs that will move into late June that I've actually become hooked on. One is The Killing on AMC, which is this.
I also watch.
And the other, and this is not a show I expected to like nor care about, and it's Game of Thrones on HBO, which is this medieval sort of fantasy sort of show.
Well, yeah, and I think that people have had, you know, some mixed reviews on that. As far as The Killing is concerned, it's only got two new episodes left. The nice thing about where we're at right now, as far as the summer's concerned, is that if it is hot and you want to stay inside, so